You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Literally, just as we mentioned, a lot of your talk was about you can do a podcast anywhere. Here we are at some derelict corridor in the middle of the University of East Center. I think you live in a cardboard box and you haven't even heard of the word podcasting in 2018.
Yeah.
I think 25% of the UK have listened to one at some point. Where's it going, and is it changing the way we listen to audio? Is it combating the radio industry, or do you think it's working alongside it?
I always use the analogy that I think podcasts will do to radio what Netflix has done to television. And the reason I use that analogy is because it's exactly the same. It's on demand. You watch what you want, when you want, with Netflix or Amazon Prime. And you do the same with podcasts. But that hasn't ruined television. And they'll see drops of figures. And we've been seeing that in radio for a while. And that's just because there's more technology and there's more choice, which is a fantastic thing for every industry. And it won't harm the radio industry to lose a few figures, but that'll help them to place what their role is.
Yeah.
And a lot of radio stations are now adopting podcasts anyway because they're audio planned. So the BBC in the last week have appointed Jason Phipps, who was at The Guardian before, as head of podcasting, which is now a role. Wireless did it about 6 months ago, the Wireless Radio Group's got a head of podcasting. So it's really exciting for the radio industry, and it's super exciting for us in the podcast industry as a whole, because we used to walk into rooms 3 years ago, and we run it as a business as much as we do as a passion. We used to walk into a room 3 years ago and talk to someone for 20 minutes, and then they would go, yeah, but what is a podcast? You're like, oh, did I really just waste 20 minutes?
Yeah, literally.
You weren't really listening. But about 6 months, maybe a year ago, you used to walk into rooms and like at least 2 out of 10 people would go, oh yeah, I've listened to Serial, I've listened to My Dad Wrote a Porno, and these massive podcasts. And so that's really changed.
It's always like, what book are you reading? Like,
yeah, exactly.
What podcast are you listening to?
Yeah. Exactly. And people are as passionate about podcasts as they are about books.
Yeah.
Now, I know people get passionate about radio presenters and radio stations, but I think that it leaves so much to the imagination. And if you're telling a story or an interview, people really attach to them, and they get really, they binge listen. That's not it. Binge watching wasn't a term until last year or whatever when Netflix coined it. Now people are binge listening to podcasts. So for me, that's just amazingly exciting.
And do you see podcasting sticking in the same format? Or as you say, the beauty of it is you can do what you want with it. Mm. But do you see podcasting perhaps featuring on radio? I know it does infrequently now. Or can you see maybe a station in the future that is a podcasting radio station?
It's happening already. So,
yeah.
I mean, we do a comedy football show called On the Left Side, which everyone that works on that show is a radio presenter or was a radio presenter. Started this thing because we could do what we want with it, and it's funny, it's quirky, it swears. And then we got nominated for an Arias Radio Award in the radio category for best sports show. So not for best podcast or anything. Got nominated against the BBC, against TalkSport and all these things. Our little podcast in a radio category. So it shows how much the two can mix. And then on from that, TalkSport asked us to do a special podcast for their December output. So the podcast went on to radio anyway, which is really nice for us because we're all from radio. But also it's kind of like the American model in that they create content and then it gets played out. And whether that's as a podcast or on a radio station, both will be just as amazing. And I think that's what we need to happen here. We focus on the content.
Yeah.
And where it goes out, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you are restricted with Ofcom in this country for some things you can do on radio, and that's why podcasts can do everything. But I think most podcasts could easily transform onto radio and beyond.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.